Good morning, good people. It is 27th November 2020. The readings are from Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 4, 11 onwards, and chapter 21, verse 2, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 21, verses 29 to 33. Judgment based on our love for the Lord and the Word. We will all have the judgment of God based on our faith. And what did we do with our faith to the humanity around? New Jerusalem, the heaven, is for all of us who are faithful to the Lord and charitable to the people around. The dragon, the primeval serpent, symbolizes the enemies of God, and the dragon who deceived our first parents was Satan. The misleading, deception, and draining are even happening today to all of us. So we need to do things that make our names worthy to be found in the book of life. God is not an accountant of keeping a track of our deeds and recording. The citizenship to heaven is found in this book based on our responses we offer in loving God and our neighbor. Truly I tell you that at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. So let us not be afraid, because the Lord assures us, I am with you always. The responsorial psalm praises, here God lives among his people. Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. Being faithful to the word of God and making it come alive in our life is our primary duty as a Christian. It is good to go after the word of God that lasts forever than what is lasting for our lifetime. It is time to decide in favor of God, humanity, and truth. Our life is a choice of living in spirit and truth. It is not enough we belong to the Lord, the church, and the community, but we need to spread the wings of love, mercy, and joy to people around us through our charity. God expects us a change in our life in the light of the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Luke chapter 21, verse 33. Are we willing to make a difference? May you have a lovely day. God bless you.